In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, we continue to learn about the composer Gioachino Rossini and his influence.
Yehuda Hanani, I wanted to ask you another question about his marriages. About the marriages. Which was the more successful?
The first one was not successful at all. He had a difficult marriage. And the second one, to Olympe, was a very beautiful union. And she took care of him towards the end of his life supported him, encouraged him to write. At the last segment, we left Rossini in tremendous distress, both physically and mentally, in a dark room in Florence, sobbing and considering suicide. Then his wife, Olympe, takes him back to Paris, and what happens next borders on the miraculous. Was it the new, better treatment? The stimulus of Paris, the magic of the town, reuniting with old friends and colleagues, the mental and physical demons gradually withdrew. Mood swings subsided. Music became bearable again. His sense of humor returns, and with it, the urge to compose. Now, he's no longer writing for the large public or the stage, which is by now dominated by the Wagnerian ethos, the music of the future, as it was called. He wants no part of it. As he says, Wagner's music has few meatballs and a lot of sauce, being the gourmet cook that he is. But every Saturday, for the remaining decade of his life, from 1858 on, there is a salon in his apartment where he and a select group of pianists play his new music. An invitation, by the way, an invitation to these musicales, to these soirees, is one of the highest coveted social prizes in Paris. Before the music, he serves some Italian delicacies. Some are, of course, his own invention. He was quite a gourmet cook. And as soon as the music is over, after each of these samedis, Madame collects the music, which is played from manuscript, and locks it up in the mahogany cabinet in their bedroom. The secrecy, the privacy that was accorded to this late flowering after decades of silence and suffering and misery is one of the reasons this music is not played more often and is not known by the large public. So, out of this collection, which over the years, 10 years, added up to 14 volumes, we selected a bunch. Rossini named this entire oeuvre, this entire musical output, Péché de vieillesse, Sins of Old Age, very sweetly. And by the way, the young Saint-Saëns was one of the few who were allowed to play them on those occasions. Let's start with Caresse pour ma femme, a tender embrace for his wife Olympe, very appropriately done.
Rossini's Carissima Femme from A Close Encounters with Music concert entitled A Rossini Extravaganza. Before that, Alan Shartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani. Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series presents a midwinter fireside concert entitled Hide and Seek, Humor in the Works of Papa Haydn, on Saturday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.